This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Susan Houts in the studio. She is a volunteer with the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Central Florida. Okay, tell us about the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Central Florida.
Wonderful. The Arts and Cultural Alliance is based in Orlando, and it's the nonprofit group. Their mission is promoting cultural awareness and participation through collaborative marketing programs, and they're at www.artsandculturalalliance.org. So they are based in Orlando, and they represent the seven surrounding counties, including Brevard.
Basically, this is targeted at art organizations, art groups.
It's all arts and cultural groups. So theaters, museums, music group. They have a lot of really wonderful resources that are free for these arts and cultural groups in Brevard County, and again, Orlando and the seven surrounding counties. They have a weekly newsletter that goes out called the Red Chair Report. They've got the Red Chair Project. They have a big event in August that's a fundraiser over in Orlando. So they've got a community database. So a lot of our cultural organizations over here could really benefit from their free resources. And that's why I'm here today. They're traveling over from Orlando. They're taking their show on the road and bringing it to the Henniger Center on May 3rd to give some free training about all these wonderful resources to our arts and cultural groups in the county.
And I know that there are tons of arts and cultural groups, and many times they're run by volunteers. Their marketing budget is non-existent. And so this is a great resource. A great opportunity for the local groups to find out how to promote their events, how to fill their seat. Better yet, get lots of people involved in their organization.
It really is. And they have a community database. They've got a lot of things that are groups, and me being a volunteer for some of these groups, as you just said, the marketing budget's real low. You wouldn't think about these resources. It seems like a big project. There's a lot of different things you can do. That's why the training will come in handy. If arts and cultural groups can send their marketing person or their directors or a volunteer, it's a free training. It's going to be May 3rd. From 9 to 11:45 at the Henniger Center. So I suggest also these groups bring laptops because we could actually get them logged onto the site that they have availability to. So some hands-on training as well. But if you just want to come and pick up the information and meet the folks from the Arts and Cultural Alliance, we're also partnering with the Brevard Cultural Alliance with this as well. So they will also be in attendance. They've been very supportive of this organization. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
Well, this is a great chance for people to expand their horizons and learn a lot more. And the cost is right.
Yes, it is a free program. So the group's coming over and they're doing this training for us. And it'll be at the Henniger Center on Friday, May 3rd, which is coming up. And it'll start at 9 a.m. And if you want to get there a little bit early, they're supplying coffee, which is always nice. And so we'll learn about all these different opportunities for and the different resources that can be used. We're also going to be talking about the big event that the Arts and Cultural Alliance hosts in Orlando is called the Red Chair Affair. And that's their kickoff of the season, technically, for theater groups and for the arts and cultural community. So we're going to be planning a bus trip from here in Brevard County to haul over to Orlando so we can all go together and enjoy, each other's company on the way over and back. And that'll be happening, that bus trip's in August, but we'll be talking more about that at the event as well. So there's a lot going on, and we really want all of our arts and cultural groups in Brevard County to come take advantage of these resources and have fun.
Okay, so do they need to sign up?
They do. We have limited seating. We have a lot of seats left for right now. You can find the event on Eventbrite, and it would be at Red Chair Project Brevard. eventbrite.com, or you could go to eventbrite.com and search for Red Chair Project Brevard, and it's on May 3rd. So, and I didn't mention the other great part is after the training, we're going to walk down the street from the Henniger Center to Matt's Casbah in downtown Melbourne for a lovely lunch. That will be $20 per person inclusive. It'll be a soup, salad, sandwich, buffet, and mint juleps. Since it's the Kentucky Derby's the next day, we're going to have a little Kentucky Derby hat contest as well. So put on your great hat, come to the training, enjoy lunch, networking lunch, and getting to know each other. So again, you can go to eventbrite.com and look for Red Chair Project, or you can call me 749-6482, or my email is smhouts@hotmail.com.
Okay, so once again, this is an event that is open for all arts and cultural organizations, whether it's a dance group, whether it's a watercolor group. Performing and visual arts.
Yep, performing and visual arts. We want, it's a come one, come all, and let's learn how to promote our Brevard County arts organizations, which it's a great art community here, and we really want to promote that.
Okay, it's coming up on May 3rd, and you do need to sign up in advance, so let's give them the website and the phone number one more time.
Sure. It's if you go to eventbrite.com, or you can type in Red Chair Project Brevard.eventbrite.com, or you can call me at 321-749-6482, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you.